Shalom aleichem rabbeisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, u'b'siyata d'shmaya meruba, we're about to begin Parshas Acharei Mois, on a shana meuberes, on a leap year, and on a shana pshuta, it will be a double parsha, Acharei Mois Kedoshim. On a shana meuberes, Acharei Mois will usually be laid the Shabbos immediately after Pesach, except for if that leap year's Rosh Hashanah fell out to be on a Thursday, in which case there will be 29 Shabbosos in such a winter. Then we're going to take Parshas Acharei Mois from after Pesach and lay it before Pesach on Shabbos HaGodol. And on a Shana Pshuta, on a regular year, Acharei Mois Kedoshim will be laid together on the third Shabbos after Pesach. Parshas Acharei Mois can be divided into three topics. Topic number one, Perek Tezayin, the avoid of the Kohen Godoil on Yom HaKippuri. Topic number two, Perek Yud Zayin, the Isur of Shchutei Chutz, shechting and bringing a korban outside the Mishkan, outside the Beis HaMikdosh, which is Osur to do. At the end of that topic, we'll be informed of the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. And topic number three, Perek Yud Ches, Isurei Arayus. And let us begin B'siyata D'Shmaya, the first topic of Parshas Acharei Mois, the Avoido on Yom HaKippurim. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe Acharei Mois, Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bekorvosom Lifnei Adonai, Vayomusu. And Hashem spoke to Moshe after the tragic death of the two children of Aharon, Nadav and Avihu, in Parshas Shmini, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, by the inauguration of the Mishkan, Bekorvosom Lifnei Hashem, because they wanted to get close to Hashem, but not in the way Hashem commanded, and therefore Vayamusu, they died. What does this pasuk have to do with the avoida of Yom HaKippurim? Says Rashi, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe acharei Moshe shnei bnei Aharon. Ma tamud loymar? Why is this the preface of the following topic? Says Rashi, Yehi Rab Lozo ben Azar Yom Moshe loy. We have a sick person who the doctor comes to see what he has and to tell him what not to do. The doctor tells him, do not eat cold items and do not sleep in a moist place. The doctor then goes to see another sick person with the same sickness. And what does he tell him? Al toichal tzoinen val tishka betachav shloi tomus kederach shemeis ploini. Don't eat cold items and don't sleep in moist places in order that you shouldn't die like the other person died that did not listen to me. Both sick people got the same instructions. What's the difference? Ze zirzo yoisa menerishon. The second sick person will be more careful than the first one, because he was told the consequences about not listening properly. Lekach nemar, acharei Mois shnei bnei Aharon. That's the Akdomo. Hashem is about to tell Aharon how to enter the Kodesh HaKodoshim on Yom HaKippurim. How to get close to Hashem. Do it right, because if not, you're risking death like your children. Posuk beis vayomer Adonai el Moshe. Daber el Aharon ochicho, ve'al yavoi v'chol eis el ha-kodesh mi-beis la-paroiches, el p'nei ha-kapoiches asher al Aharon ve'lo yomus, ki be'ono ni-ro'e al ha-kapoiches. And Hashem told Moshe, tell Aharon your brother that he should not come at any time into the Kodesh HaKodoshim beyond the paroiches, the curtain that separates the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what's over there? What's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Kapoires, which covers the Aharon. Don't come there whenever you want. In order that you shouldn't die like your children died when they wanted to get close illegally. Ki be'onon eroe la Kapoires, I constantly appear in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a cloud, and therefore you should not be coming in there whenever you want. That's the Poshup Shat. Rashi will tell us a drosha. Says Rashi, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Daber al Aharon ochicho val yovoi, shelo yomus kederach shemeisu bonov. That's the connection between Posuk Aleph and Beis. Don't come whenever you want, so you shouldn't die like your children died. Velo yomus sheim bo, humeis. If you do come not on the right date and improperly prepared, you will die. Ki im amud anoni. I always appear there with my cloud of glory. Being that I'm always there, you can't come there whenever you want. The word ki be'onon, eroe lakapoires, according to the drash, is not describing that Hashem is constantly there. Rather, ki, the only way you may come and appear in front of me, that I will appear in front of you, namely, that you'll come to Kodesh HaKadoshim, is only with an onon, by bringing in the ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which will create an onon on the kapoires, and there, that's the only way you can come in. Posuk Gimel Bezoi Sevoi Aharon El HaKodesh Befar Ben Bokor Lechatos Ve'ayin Le'oilo. And this is the following preparations you need to do in order to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim. You need to bring a par, a bull, lechatos, and an eye, a ram, le'oilo. Says Rashi, Bezois, Gematria, Shaloi, Arba, Meois, Ve'esel. Remez, Labais, Rishon. The Gematria of the word Bezois is 410. A hint, that's how long the Bais Rishon stood. Bezois, Yovi, Aaron. The Pasuk would sound like, whenever he wants, he can come in, as long as he does the following preparation. Says Rashi, no. Ve'afzu lo yibcholais, not whenever he wants. Ki'im b'yom ha'kippurim, only on yom ha'kippurim, k'mo yishim ha'furish b'sef ha'parsha, b'chodesh ha'shvi, b'osar l'chodesh, on the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, Yud Tishrei, on yom ha'kippurim, that is the only day that this avodah must be done, no other date. The Goyin, he learns that Aaron HaKohen personally can come in whenever he wants, as long as he does this avodah. But on Yom HaKippurim, he had to do it. But Rashi learns not that way. Posuk Dalet, Kesoy Nesbad, Koidesh Yilbosh, Umichnes Eivad, Yihiyu Al Besaroy, Uve Avneit Bad Yachgoy, Uve Mitznefes Bad Itznoif, Bigdei Koidesh Heim, Mevrochatz Vamayim Es Besaroy, Ulevei Shom. Although usually a Kohen Gadol wears the Shmoina Begodim that we saw in Parshas Tetzaveh, and those many of those Begodim contain a gold element in it, on Yom HaKippurim only 4 Begodim, and none of them contain any gold, only linen. Kesoynes Bad Kodesh Yilbosh, Kesoynes, the long shirt from his neck all the way down to his ankles, made out of Bad, out of linen. Kodesh comes from Hekdesh money. That's what he has to wear. Umichneseivad yihiyu al besori, the michnasayim underneath the ksoines, also made out of linen. Uveavneit bad yachgur, the belt made out of pure linen, not like his regular avneit made out of tcheles argomo teila ashoni and shesh. Uvemitznefes bad yitzno, if he places a linen hat on his head. Bigdei kodeshim, they are holy clothing. Verochatz b'mayim es besori leveisham. Before he wears them, he's got to go to the mikvah. Says Rashi, Kesoynes bad magid she'enu meshamesh lifnim. When he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he doesn't go in there b'shmoyna b'godim shu meshamesh bo'en b'chutz, sheyesh bo'em zov. Being that there's gold in it, it's improper to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with golden clothing. Why? Lefi she'en kategor nasu sanegor. Kategor is a prosecutor. Sanegor is a defender. Gold is a prosecutor, because it reminds us of the Chet HaEgel that can't act as a defender. The Kohen Gadol is coming to do the Avodah, to be mechaper an Am Yisrael in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's improper to bring in gold. Elo be'arbo kekohen hebyot, like a regular kohen, 4 begodim only, the kulon shel boots, all made out of linen. Kodesh yilbosh sheyihiyu mishel hekdesh. Yitznoif ketargumoy yaches bereishay, to place on his head, yaniach bereishay. On Yom HaKippurim, whenever he switches clothing, he's going to need to go to the mikvah. Even though this pasuk says that the avodah was done in these 4 begodim only, we're going to see later on, he switches out of these begodim. Some of the avodahs are done with the regular Shmoina begodim, the big days off. And whenever he switches from one set of clothing to another, he'll need to do a tvila. There were five times that he switched back and forth. Every time he switches from one set of clothing to another, he's going to need to do a tvila. Besides for a tvila, he's going to have to wash his hands and feet from the kiyor twice for every tvila. Once for taking off the old clothing, and the second time for putting on the new clothing. Posuk hey umeis adas bnei Yisrael nikach shnei seirezim lechatos ve'ay lechod le'oilo. So in Posuk Gimel we saw the kabonis of Aaron HaKoyen from his personal pocket, a par lechatos and a ay le'oilo. And from Bnei Israel, he takes two Seirei Izim Lechatos, two male goats for a Chatos, and one ram for an oilo. Posuk Vov Vehikriv Aharon Es Parachatos Asher Loi Vechiper Ba'adoyu Ve'ad Beisoi. And Aaron brings close the par, the bull, for his Chatos, his personal Chatos, and he will mechaper for himself and for his family by doing a vidui, putting his two hands on the head of the par, be misvade his and his family's aveirois, but he's not going to shech this par yet. That we'll get to later on. Says Rashi, "Es parachatos asher loy hu amul amalo and posegimu velemed rokan shemisheloy hu bo veloy mishel tzibur." It's got to come from his pocket, asher loy, not from the public, not from the public fund. The chiper ba'adoy v'ad beisoy misvade olav avoynoisov his aveirois v'avoynis beisoy his family's aveirois. On to the next avoidah, posuk zayin. Velokach el shnei aseirim ve'emidoisom lifnei adoinoi pesach oy helmoy eid. Now he goes to the two seirim described in posuk hey, two seirim lechatos, and he takes both of them and he stands them up in front of Hashem at the entrance of oil moyed, namely in the Azor. Posuk ches ve'nosan haroi nal shnei aseirim goyrolois. And Aaron puts these two goats, one on his right side and one on his left side. And in the middle, there's a box with two notes in it. One is going to say Lashem, and one is going to say Lazozel. He's going to put his two hands inside the box and take out the two notes. And he's going to place them on the two goats on both of his sides. Whichever one comes out Lashem, that will be a Chatos Lashem, and that will be brought as a Chatos Pnimis in the Beis HaMikdash, and the other one will be brought La'azazel, namely thrown off a cliff in the desert outside the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi, V'nosan Aharon al shnei aseirim goyrolois, ma'amid echod liyamin ve'echod lismoil, one on his right hand side and one on his left hand side. V'noisen shtoyodo bakalpi, inside the box. V'noitel goyro b'yamin, v'chaviro b'smoil. He pulls out two lots in his right and in his left hand. V'noisen aleihem, he puts it on the two goats. Es shekosuv boi Lashem, hu Lashem. That will act as a chatos Lashem, a korban chatos pnimis, inside the Beis HaMikdosh. Es shekosuv boi la'azozel, mishtalech la'azozel. Will be sent to the Azozel. And what is an Azozel? Says Rashi, who har az vekoshe, a strong and a hard mountain. Tzuk gavoya, a high cliff. Shenemar, as it says later on, eretz gezeiro. Gezeiro means chatucha. It's made up of sharp, sharp-edged stones. And as he's thrown off the cliff, he's torn apart, broken apart. Posuk tez v'ikriv aroin es ha-so'ir asher olo olo v'agirol ladoinoi v'osohu. And the soil that got the note, Lashem, Aaron should be v'osohu chatos. He makes it into a chatos household by saying, Lashem chatos. The processing of this kol chatos, we'll see later on in Posek Tesvov. Right now, v'osohu chatos means, he announces, this is a chatos. I'm not sure what the word v'hikriv Aaron es ha-soil means. Where is he bringing it close to in your day? Posuk Yud v'hasoir asher olo lo v'agirol la'azozel יום עד החי לפני אדוני לחפי חולוב לשלח אוי סוי לעזוזי להמדברו.
And the goat, which the raffle that said La'azazel fell upon, other people should stand it while it's alive in front of Hashem. Eventually, it will be sent off to the Azazel, and there will be a kapora for Am Yisrael when the Kohen Gadol will be misvade for Am Yisrael on that Azazel. It doesn't seem a furish later on that you throw it off a cliff, but over here it says, Ye'omad chai, while it's standing here, it's going to be alive. Make a diuk. On its way to the Eretz Gezerah, to the Azazel, there will find its death. Says Rashi, Yo'omad chai, kamo yu'omad chai. Alidei acherim, others have to take care of it. They stand it up alive. V'targumoy itokam kad chai. Ma Talmud lo'ima? What is the purpose of these words, Yo'omad chai lifnei Hashem? You did the goyrol, and eventually we're going to send them to the Azazel. In what way is he Yo'omad chai lifnei Hashem? It says you got to send them to the Azazel. But we don't know what's to be done with this goat once it gets to the Azazel. In the meantime, it's alive until we send them away. The diuk is that when you do send him, you're sending him to his death. מחפר עולוב, שיסוודה עולוב, the Kohen Gadol does vidui, כדרסי, we'll see later on, in פוסק קוף א', ויסוודה עולוב. פוסק יוד א', ויקריב אהרון, אס פרח עטוס אשר לוי, וכיפר בעדוי ועד ביסוי, ושוחד אס פרח עטוס אשר לוי. And then Aaron should bring clothes for the second time, his personal parachatos that we spoke about in Posuk Vov, and he's going to do a second vidui. Now he's being mechaper for himself and on the entire Kahuna family. Now that it got its second vidui, now v'shochat es parachatos asher loy, now Aaron shechts the par. Says Rashi v'chiper ba'adoy vidui sheini, for who? Olov al echov ha'kohanim. Either Posuk says beisoy, and in Posuk Vov, we said Beisoy means his family. Says Rashi, Shem Kulam Kuyim Beisoy. All the Kohanim are called the family of Aaron HaKohen. Shenemal, Beis Aaron, Bohu is Hashem. You see, they're all referred to as Beis Aaron. Mikan Shakohanim Miskapren Boy. This tells us that all the Kohanim are being Miskapel in the Pal Kohen Gadol. A kapara for what? Says Rashi, V'chol Kaparoson Eino Elo Al Tumas Mikdosh V'Kodoshov. The kapora of this par is for one type of avera only, for tuma entering the Beis HaMikdosh or eating kodshim when they forgot that either eating kodshim while they're tamei or they're entering the Beis HaMikdosh while they're tamei. How do I know that? Because in Posuk Tezayin, when it processes the dam of this par, it says, "Kamo shenema v'chiper al hakodesh mitum ois bnei Yisrael." It's only for tumas mikdosh v'kadoshov. The other aveirois of the Kohanim, that kapora will come with the soil of Mishtaleach, together with the rest of the kapora of Am Yisrael. Posuk Yud Beis, on to the next avoido, velokach meloyamachto, gach aleish me'al amizbeach, milifnei adoino yumeloi chofno, veketuires samim dako, vehevi mi beis laporoiches. And then Aaron HaKohen should take a shovel full of coals from on top of the Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaChitzoin. But on that Mizbeach HaChitzoin, there were many fires over there. Take from the fire that is closest to Lifnei Hashem, namely from the western side of the Mizbeach, closest to the Kodesh HaKadosh. And two handfuls of K'tuires Samim Dako, extra thin, extra fine. And with those two items, namely the shovel full of coals and a handful, two handfuls, it was put in another kli of K'tir Samim, he brings it to beyond the Beis HaPeroiches, namely the Kodesh HaKadosh. Says Rashi, Me'al HaMizbeach HaChitzoin, the outer Mizbeach, Milifnei Hashem Mitzad Shilifnei HaPesach, the side closest to the entrance. V'hu Tzad Ma'arovi, Dako, Matamud Lema Dako, of course it's fine.
All Keteres is ground fine. Shenemal, the Pesuk says in Parashas Tetzav, in Kisiso, v'shochakto mimeno hodeik. You gotta ground it fine. Elosh te darko mina darko. It has to be super fine. The Keteres of Yom Kippurim. Sheber Yom Kippurim, no yemachziro lamachteshes. He would have put it back into the pestle and mortar in order to crush it to make it even finer. And he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he places the shovel full of coals on the floor in front of the Oroin, and he puts the Ketores on the fire in front of Hashem. And it makes a cloud of from the Ketores goes up a cloud. And that cloud will cover the Kapoires, which is on top of the Luchos HaEdus. And if he does it properly, then he won't die. It says Rashi, Al Ho'esh, Shebesei HaMachto, the fire, namely the coals, in the shovel that he brought in. V'lo Yamus, Ho'im Lo Yaso Ketikno, if he didn't do it properly, Chayov Miso. Posuk Gedalit takes us back to the par that Aaron shechted in Posuk Aleph. Now, we didn't process the blood yet. Now we're going to process the dam. Posuk Gedalit, ve'lokach midam apor, ve'hizo, ve'etzbo, yal p'nei ha'kapoires, keidmo, v'lifnei ha'kapoires, yaze, sheva pe'omim, min adom, ve'etzbo. And he takes from the Dama Por, which he shechted in Posuk Yud Aleph, and he goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the second time. The first time was in Posuk Yud Gimel, when he brought in the Ketores. Now he's going in with the Dama Por, and he is mazeh, he sprinkles with his finger. He dips his finger into the blood, and he sprinkles one sprinkle with his finger facing upwards, al pnei HaKapoires, facing the eastern side, the eastern face of the Kapoires, the thickness. He's not spritzing on the Kapoires, but towards the face of the Kapoires. And then, v'lifnei Kapoires, yazeh sheva peomim. He dips his finger another 7 times. Every sprinkle gets a dip. And he dips it in, and he sprinkles downwards. So v'hizo be'etzboy is upwards. And the yazeh sheva peomim is downwards. They're both all going to end up on the floor, a sum total of 8 hazois so far. That's one. So is it 1 or is it 7? 1 is with his finger facing upwards, and 7 his finger facing downwards. Posuk tezvov. Now we get to the soira chatos, that the guru came out Lashem Chatos, and it's going to be as Chatos Pnimis, just like the power will be. Ve'eshoch, just like the power was. Ve'eshochat es seira chatos asher lo'om, ve'hevi es domoy, al mi beis taporoi ches, ve'oso es domoy, kasher oso ledam apor, ve'hizo oiso, yala kapoires, ve'lifnei kapoires. And then Aaron HaKohen shechts the seira chatos, which came from the nation, and he brings its dam again for the 3rd time. He's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he should process the dam exactly like he did to the dam apar, namely v'izoyisu ala kapoires, 1 upwards, v'lifnei kapoires, 7 downwards. Says Rashi, asher lo'om, ma she'apar mechaper ala kohanim, mechaper asur al Yisrael. The same thing that the par is mechaper for the kohanim, as Rashi told us above, tumas mikdosh v'kadoshov, so too this seir lechatos is mechaper for Am Yisrael also on tumas mikdosh v'kadoshov. V'vasoir she'olo olov agur al Hashem. Kasher osu l'adam apor, achas lemalo v'sheva lemato. Pozuk tezayin v'chiper al hakoidesh mitum ois b'nei Yisrael. And now the Pasuk tells us, what are these 2 korbonos, the hazois we just did from the Dama Par and the Dama Soir inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What are they being mechaper for? The chiper ala kodesh, from what? Mitumois b'nei Yisrael, from tumas mikdosh v'kodoshov. if somebody forgot that he was Tomei, or forgot that he's in the Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore he entered while he was Tomei, or he ate Kodshim, he forgot that he was Tomei, or he forgot that this is Kodshim. And not only that, umipishehem, even if somebody bemazed entered the Beis HaMikdosh Tomei, or ate Kodshim Betumah, this is also mechaper on that. The same thing we did with the Dama Par and the Dama Soir inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, namely Achat Lemalo Vesheva Lemato, we do the same thing with both of them separately in the Oyel Moyed facing the Poroiches in the Oyel, in the Heichol outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hashechein Itom, Hashem is with us even when we are be Mitamei His Mikdosh. Says Rashi, Mitumah is Bnei Yisrael, Al Anichnosim LaMikdosh Betumah, V'loi Noida Lo Masoiv. They never knew about it. If they knew about it, they would bring a korban oil of a yoyret, as we saw in Parshas Vayikra. But if they didn't know about it, what's going to be mechapel? This korban. How do I know it's talking about b'shoigeg? Shenema lochol chatoson. V'chatos hi shoigeg. We know that a chatos is b'shoigeg. Umipish eihem, ave nichnosim meizi betumo, are also included in this kapora. V'chein yase lo'oyel moyet, k'shem shehizo mishneem bifnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Achas lemalo v'sheva lemato, kach mazal haporeches b'chutz, mishneem also, achas lemalo v'sheva lemato. Hashechein itom b'sich tumeisom, afal pishem tmeim, shchino b'neem. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, even when we are tmeim. Posuk Yud Zayin, v'chol odom lo yihye b'oihel mo'ed, בבויוי לחפר בקוידש עד צייסוי, וחיפר בעדוי ועד ביסוי ועד כל קהל ישראל. And while the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoido inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whether it be the avoidas haktoires, whether it be the avoidas hadomim of the par and the soir, nobody is allowed to be an oihel moyed when the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim until he exits. And by doing these avoidois, he will be mechaper for himself, for his family, and the kohanim, and for all of Am Yisrael. Ad kan, part one of the first topic of Parshas Achrei Mois, the avoidas Yom HaKippurim. By no means is this a valid stopping point. Just a pause until the next recording, until the next part of this topic. And why is this not a valid stopping point? Because we are in the middle of the Avodas Hadam, of the Par and Soir of Yom HaKippurim, and we're about to continue momentarily.